93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's not something you want to think about.
He wants to help a fellow Democrat keep his job. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden's hitting the road, about to fly out west. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live at the White House.
Dave, the president is heading to California to campaign for Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who's facing a recall election tomorrow. Air Force One will make a couple of stops on the way, including the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho, where President Biden will get a briefing on wildfires. Later, he'll take an aerial tour of California communities hit hard by the Caldor fire and deliver remarks on his infrastructure plans in Sacramento. This evening, the president will attend a campaign rally with Newsom in Long Beach. Dave?
Now, Rachel, when it comes to the recall election and the campaign that's going on, there is still a battle with the Republicans who want to fire him. They hope that Democrats and others vote yes to firing Newsom. Larry Elder's the front runner and just told Fox is for Democrats.
Can't defend his record on crime. They can't defend his record on homelessness. They can't defend his record on the way he ignored science and shut down this state.
Later today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify at the House about Afghanistan, from the troop withdrawal to the Taliban to the evacuations.
I want to know first and foremost what led to this.
Republican Congressman Ronny Jackson will get to question Blinken at the hearing.
How did we get 13 Americans killed over there? How did we leave multiple Americans behind enemy lines as hostages?
The White House says they are not hostages. Now, a coronavirus update.
In the past week, the U.S. has added more than a million new COVID-19 cases.
That's a slight decline from the week before, but now it's not falling everywhere.
West Virginia set two daily records for COVID infections in the past week. Deaths have been rising in that state since early August.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Nationally, COVID deaths rose to more than 11,000 last week, the most in 6 months. Republicans are challenging the president's new COVID vaccine mandates, while in New York City, enforcement starts today on an order that anyone who goes to indoor places has to show proof of vaccination. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood. Comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who takes a job from an ex-boss to bring back the man's son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey, and the only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days this Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
Again, as President Biden heads west today, he'll get an update on wildfires. A major route in Los Angeles County is back open in California after firefighters were able to make progress containing a blaze that jumped a road, prompting part of Interstate 5 to be closed. A tropical storm is closing in on South Texas. Nicholas will move up the Gulf Coast, then move inland, dumping over a foot of rain on some areas. Democrats are angry at the Supreme Court for not issuing an emergency block on the new Texas law banning most abortions 6 weeks into pregnancy, while legal challenges continue. It is adding to their calls for change to the now more conservative-leaning court, but they might not like what a more liberal justice is saying about that.
In a Fox News Sunday exclusive, Justice Stephen Breyer said there could be a negative to tweaks like increasing the number of justices.
You start changing all these things around and people will lose trust in the court.
There's also the idea of term limits instead of lifetime appointments for justices. Breyer said that could be done, but
it should be a very long term because you don't want the judge who's holding that term to start thinking about his next job.
There had been speculation about Breyer's retirement, but he has not announced an intent to step down. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
MTV handed out the Video Music Awards last night.
Lil Nas X took home Video of the Year for Montero, Call Me By Your Name. And Justin Bieber was named Artist of the Year.
We got a lot more in common than we don't. And I look around here and I see so many beautiful faces. And You know, I really do believe the best is yet to come.
Sound courtesy of MTV. Olivia Rodrigo had a great night. She won Best New Artist and Song of the Year for Driver's License. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Bandit police investigating a fatal shooting. It occurred Saturday morning at about 4 in the morning at the 400 block of Ivanhoe Way. They found a 33-year-old Champaign man lying on the sidewalk. He'd been shot multiple times in the chest and legs. He was taken to Carl Hospital, where he later died. The victim's name has not yet been released. New security measures put in place after Centennial High School was placed on lockdown last week. Centennial High School put up security doors for people to walk through. They also manually were checking people with hands handheld metal detectors. The Champaign School District added these as a precaution to reduce violence. Gas leak's been fixed after crews worked to bring down an old building in downtown Champaign. Firefighters called to the old C Street Bar Friday. Those on scene could smell fumes. People from nearby businesses evacuated as firefighters went to other buildings to check for additional leaks. Amber and crews able to fix the problem. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Okay, well, into our 8 o'clock hour we go. Thank you, Jim Miller. We now check our meteorologists, our extraordinarily weather climate class guy who stayed awake. It's Greg Solyay.
Yes. As opposed to you and I, Stevie.
Well, mine was 8 o'clock in the morning.
I was too, Eddie. Okay. Are you?
Well, that's practically lunchtime for me these days.
I know.
I bet it is. What time do you wake up?
I usually, when we tape that big TV show this week at Agribusiness, I got to get up about 3 to get my maps for TV going and everything else. And most other mornings, it's about 4. So,
man, that's pretty early. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm faced on my mashed potatoes, you know, before 8. So,
As I remember the weather climate class, I looked around and I'm seriously looking at guys. They could catch flies. They weren't getting anything of the quadrants. I was at least understanding quadrants. They were sound asleep. I knew that much.
Kudos to you and Diane then.
There you go.
I actually found the quadrants quite interesting, the different sectors and all that stuff.
Vector-based stuff, yes.
Oh, yeah, but that was about all. I think I got a B. I was so bummed. I was trying to get all A's my last semester at Eastern. I got 4 A's and a B, 5 A's and a B. Anyway, it was a difficult.
I'll give you an A for effort, though.
I found it fascinating. You actually took the class, got an A, and went on to learn great things.
Well, speaking of quadrants, we have the tropical storm Nichols that we're watching, right?
That's right. Yeah, and what's turning out to be another busy tropical weather season, Diane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, down there, coming out of the western Gulf of Mexico, the old Bay of Campeche, that curve around the Yucatan Peninsula, making its way up along the Texas Gulf Coast. It's another classic example. This thing will probably maybe barely get to hurricane status, probably just a strong tropical storm, but then people kind of underestimate this thing is going to move into areas that were hit by Ida a couple of weeks ago. The rains will move up through Texas. The Delta and New Orleans are still recovering from Ida and then stall out. So this could become another prolific rainmaker. And of course, rain and flooding, wet grounds, that's going to be an ongoing story in that Delta, lower Mississippi Valley locale for some foreseeable time. And we'll actually get into some of that tropical feed of moisture over the weekend in our neck of the woods. No rain expected for the weekend, but it'll help to juice you up the atmosphere next week. In the meantime, nice morning, 66 will it in Savoy, 67 at Rantoul, another almost early August type day at 88 with sunshiny skies, southwest breeze. Yeah, the humidity's come on up. It'll stay that way. 68 to 70, the low tonight. Increasing clouds tomorrow. Cool front will approach, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms break out for the afternoon. 87, our best covering of rain tomorrow night, quarter to half inch. That's our kind of garden variety stuff with a low down in the 60s, and then a cooler, somewhat cloudier Wednesday. A couple of showers around in the morning at 79. We do carry a shower chance Thursday and Friday. No big deal. Nothing widespread. 84. The warmth comes back Thursday. 85 on Friday. More midsummer-like environs around here. 87 on Saturday. Could tickle 90 come Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solyay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Greg Solyay, meteorologist. We have him on all day these days. It's great to hear his weather forecast because he is very, very good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Illinois loses 42-14.
That's right.
We beat Nebraska. We lose to University of Texas San Antonio. We lose quite easily at Virginia.
1-2 on the season.
Here's your question. How bad is Nebraska? How bad is Nebraska? Nebraska plays Oklahoma this week. Oklahoma's like fourth in the country.
Nebraska beats Buffalo 28-3 or whatever it was.
Over okay.
So they're 2-1. They've won two since they lost.
Okay.
I think, here's what I think. I think Illinois came out of the gate. And again, having having participated in Illinois football games for a long, long, long time, my whole life.
Yes.
There was a special environment
that
day.
Right.
It was unique.
And over 40,000 fans.
It was just, but the 40,000 came
yes.
with their stuff.
That's right.
And the next weekend, the absolute dullness of people for university was palpable.
Well, and the weather is a factor.
It was, but at game time is perfect. Nighttime, okay. beautiful, it's fine. Yeah. There was no energy.
Well, now, we got a game Friday at 8 against Maryland.
Let me just wrap this up.
Okay.
So you bring amazing energy. You spike everything. People play great. Brandon goes down in the first quarter. And so Art does a good job as the quarterback. So you just have a wonderful day. And then I'm thinking bowl game. And the reality set in against University of Texas San Antonio. It's a good team. And Virginia is going to be us in about 3 years. That's us in 3 years where we can go down. I mean, the game started at 10 a.m. By 10:14, 14 minutes later, we were losing 14-0, and we didn't have a turnover. It was like zip, zip, zip. Oh, cry. I mean, where's defense? What's the defense?
Right.
Well, then we came back. It was 21-14. So there's fight, which is great. But the bottom line is this. Think Brad Underwood first year. Brad didn't have his guys. Brad doesn't have his guys. He's working with a lot of good guys, and there's 41 seniors and a lot of good super seniors. They're all great guys. But it's just going to take time to get the system, to get the right people in the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Williams is doing a great job as wide receiver. He's number one, former quarterback Isaiah Williams, but you know we've efforted him to try and be kind of a name, image, likeness. I've targeted him because of who he is. He's an outstanding young man. I want you to hear, in case you missed it, what Brett Bielema, almost taken back by the extraordinary nature of the human being of Isaiah Williams.
Exceeded is probably not the right word, and it's not anything more than I think Isaiah Williams is exceptional in more ways beyond football. I think Isaiah Williams represents character, demeanor, work ethic, talent, heart, drive, Christian faith. Like, he gave a prayer last week that, like, just left me speechless. Like, I think this kid is a home run waiting to happen every time he gets up to hit, right? Like, I think he, and I'm not going to try to put an undue amount of pressure on him because he puts enough pressure on himself. I think he is a guy that lives every day to get better. And I think you're going to be even more impressed as you see this young man develop over the next 9 weeks of guaranteed football that we have, right? Like, I really think he's going to be a special player.
That's pretty, I mean, didn't have enough adjectives.
Right.
If we'd given him Webster's dictionary, he would have gone through every adjective and given it to Isaiah Williams.
Exactly.
So that's the guy you build around. And Isaiah's got a few more years here. But that's a guy that's, you know, when you get to the next level, the general managers and owners of NFL football teams, they really love it when you're really good at football and have high character. They love that. They'll accept sometimes people that don't have the high character because they're so good.
Right.
But if you have both, and Isaiah Williams has both, so we're excited about that. So, again, we're going to win again. We're not going to win a lot. That's kind of where we are. So I was thinking, all these guys coming back. So it's a process. There's a reason Lovie Smith was fired. We'll come back. We're going to win some games. We're going to beat somebody we're not supposed to. It's going to be one of those up and down deals, and that's just how it is. That's kind of way it works.
Well, and are we concerned about Maryland with their 62-0 win over Howard?
Howard isn't a great
football. I know, but 62?
They can score. Listen, they can score. We can score on them. I think it'll be a good game, and I think we're going to have – we struggle with our secondary, obviously. But we'll see. I mean, again, I saw Nebraska. After Nebraska, I said, we're going to a bowl.
Right.
It was a unique day. Now, we can do that again. It's going to be up and down. That's just a roller coaster, and it's called the process. That's just the way it works. We've seen it 10 times in the last 40 years. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's wait. That's how it works. So, hold on. It's going to be good. I think we got the right guy. I think Brett Bielema, I think he's got a very talented coaching staff. I think he's got to go recruit Chicago like he's already started. And I think it's going to take a little time, but I think we're going to look like Virginia looked against us in 3 years. All right, sports headlines, and Cardinals are still in it.
Yes, and 2-0 over the Reds. They've got New York. They'll have Adam Wainwright on the mound. 6:10 start here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get a Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday, the Cardinals got 2 runs in the first inning on a 2-out home run by Nolan Arenado.
Here's a high fly ball. That's hit to deep left field. Back to the wall and gone! A 2-out, 2-run homer from Nolan Arenado off Sonny Gray.
Those runs stood up, Ricky. A 2-0 win, and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3.
Hard to imagine winning a game with only 3 hits, but that's what happened with the Cardinals yesterday. And the only reason that happened is the pitching was outstanding. Jay Happ did a great job. He had a real bounce-back start against Cincinnati after being roughed up in Cincinnati. And, of course, the bullpen was terrific after that. Gallegos picked up the save.
A great job behind the plate by Andrew Kisner. He was 0 for 3 at the plate. He handled the pitching staff with perfection.
Well, to pitch a shutout, you have to catch a shutout, too, and Kisner should get a lot of credit for it.
On to New York to play the Mets tonight.
And more big games in the Big Apple before headed back to play San Diego in St. Louis.
The Cardinals have to face veteran lefty Rich Hill, 6-6. Adam Wainwright is on the mound for the Cardinals, looking for a 16th win. The Cardinals shut out the Reds 2-0 yesterday and play in New York tonight on the air at 5:15.
I'll tell you what, the Cardinals have had some awful losses, but here we are, September 13, and they're in it. They have a chance. The prize is you go to Los Angeles and play Max Scherzer in Chavez Ravine. So, yeah, whatever. You know what happens? Just like 2011, Cardinals were down 10 games in August in 2011, and they got hot, and they won the World Series. It can happen. It's a long, long, long shot. But the Cardinals could make the playoffs, and they could make a run because the hot teams generally do quite well, and maybe the Cardinals are getting hot.
And we've seen that before.
Yep, we'll see.
I mean, we've been with them a while here on ESPN 93.5. We had San Francisco Giants beating the Cubs 6-5 yesterday. Now they've got the Phillies tomorrow. Chicago White Sox over Boston 2-1. They'll have the Angels tomorrow. On to NFL. Now that we're out of the gate and we've seen our teams in action last night, LA Rams over the Bears, 34-14. Andy Dalton with 206 yards. Your Saints over the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know
whether he just wasn't protected.
No, he didn't have protection, couldn't get the running game going. Saints were dominant, both sides of the ball, both lines dominated. It was quite a performance by New Orleans.
38-3 was the final. And from Indianapolis, Seattle over the Colts 28-16. Tonight it's the Baltimore Ravens at Las Vegas to take on the Raiders.
Although unpredictability is the only thing predictable in life when it comes to your finances, budget for life and reap the rewards with several tips from Busey. Graduates, while earning a regular income can give the illusion of security, budget for needs and wants like saving for retirement. I'm only 25. Yeah, but you ought to save. Pay off the student loans. Plan for emergencies. Couples, not understanding budgets is among the most heated topics for couples. Consider the following: your financial history, understand income, how and when you're paid, and debt. A joint or separate bank account, your future together, discuss long-term goals. Parents, initial expenses, daycare, education, and emergencies. Empty nesters, think about itemize, categorize, prepare for retirement, and look at long-term. Although you'll spend less to commute, and on your work wardrobe, keep in mind additional expenses for retirees. Decide whether to keep the mortgage, pay off the home. All those are important. Busey can help. Visit Busey.com and enjoy your golden years.
Yeah.
Or enjoy just starting out.
For sure.
Busey.com. Call 800-67-BUSEY and budget for life. Expert advice to guide you through every important decision. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee.
Hello again, everyone, and happy Monday. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. For East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and vicinity. Plenty of summertime days ahead. Some rain for the middle part of the week. Gorgeous weather ahead for the weekend with almost July-like temperatures. But today, sunshine the rule. Still very warm for the time of year. Up around 88 with a gusty southwest wind. Mild tonight with a low down to 68 to 70 in a partly cloudy sky. Clouds build for the day tomorrow. And maybe a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out in spots for the afternoon. Gusty southwest wind. High tomorrow up around 88. Some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows will bottom out in the mid-60s. It'll be a cooler, somewhat cloud-filled Wednesday. Temperature to about 79. That's the more typical for the time of year. And a couple of showers around for the morning hours. A shower chance is pretty remote for Thursday and into Friday morning with partly sunny skies up to 84 on Thursday. A Friday high of 85. Here comes upper 80s to near 90-degree weather with sunshine Saturday and Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
We'll get a better, thank you, Greg. We'll get a better look at Friday night Maryland game. That's 8 o'clock now. That's watching the Fighting Illini and the Marching Illini after the game, and it's after midnight.
That's right.
I mean, it's going to be a lady.
You're right.
It's going to be kind of late, but...
And you need to start the party at Pia's.
Well, there you go. We're going to be broadcasting live. It's going to be kind of a pregame thing. More on that coming up. It's 8:20.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dick's Sporting Goods is adding 10,000 seasonal workers, the most in its history. Dick's hired 9,000 for the holiday season last year. The Dick's National Signing Day, its hiring event, will be September 15th. Dick's also says all its stores will be closed on Thanksgiving Day. Dick's also owns Golf Galaxy, Field & Stream, and Public Lands. The possibility of additional spending on healthcare, education, and climate is boosting optimism on Wall Street. However, that could be dashed by new numbers on inflation coming out on Tuesday. A top U.S. banking regulator is beginning a civil trial for three former Wells Fargo executives. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has accused the former execs of participating in a phony account scheme. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi, a delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign-Urbana Bottling Company.
It's not something you want to think about this football season, but it's something everyone needs. Don't lose valuable tailgate time taking the long trek to find a public restroom. Call Illinois Portable Toilets and let them set your group up with a private portable restroom. Their orange and blue unit will fit right in, and their personal signage will prevent use from any uninvited guests. Give them a call today to set up your delivery at 217-344-5004. Go Illini, and go with Illinois Portable Toilets. PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
We've all been through a lot over the past 18 months, and as we enter the fall, just remember, Campus Town Urgent Care will remain one of Central Illinois' most reliable and accessible homes for vaccines, PCR, and rapid testing. Dr. Tom Plura and his staff are open 7 days a week. For information and available times for vaccinations, PCR, and rapid testing, go to CampusTownUrgentCare.com. At 631 East Green Street in Champaign, at the corner of Green and Wright, it's CampusTownUrgentCare.com.
Profile by Sanford has really changed my life when it comes to the way I look at food and how I stay hydrated better and I can move around. I have more flexibility. I have lost 68 pounds. I can't believe it. Are you ready to make some positive changes in your life and ready to go in a new direction? Profile by Sanford has the healthy lifestyle coaches to help you every step of the way. Get that free consultation in. Start now and you'll feel great into the holiday season. ProfilePlan.com. With that code DD.
Banco Overhead Door boasts over a decade of experience in garage door sales, installation, and service. They pride themselves on fast, friendly, and professional assistance for all customers. You can trust the licensed and professional team at Banco. And Banco is the only company in a 100-mile radius with a garage door showroom. Go visit their location and shop door options that meet your needs at 214 South Lake of the Woods Road in Mahomet, or you can view options online at BancoDoor.com. That's BANKCODOOR.com. Fighting Illini football is right around the corner. Get down to the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit, to gear up for your return to Memorial Stadium this fall. With their great selection of football designs and tailgate necessities, Game Day Spirit is the one-stop shop for Illinois football fans. Visit one of their convenient locations at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fan shop.
Hurting people are alive and well outside and inside the four walls of the church. Anger, mistrust, resentment, pride, controlling relationships, and fear are all baggage that we as wounded people need healing. We have fallen and can't get up. Muhammad Christian Church offers freedom from the baggage and a safe place to heal. Our Freedom Groups offers our first classes of 2021 beginning on Monday, September 20th at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Our invitation is offered, as there is availability for the men's class or the ladies' class, and the only cost is that of the workbook. Through this study, find help, hope, and healing through our friend Jesus Christ. Freedom Groups begins Monday, September 20th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for 13 weeks. For more information, please visit our website at MuhammadChristian.org.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
ESPN 93.5 8:27. So we're going to be at Pia's Friday. Lon and Derek will be there broadcasting live. Is that correct?
Captain Morgan drink specials, not to mention the hats and T-shirts, lawn chairs that they handed out, and a Brett Bielema-signed football will be also awarded. People love watching the show in action between 4 and 6.
It's a pregame.
It is.
It worked out to be a pregame because it's a Friday night kickoff at 8 o'clock, so you can go there from 4 to 6 and go tailgate for two more hours.
Right.
And then go to the game.
I was talking with Eric Meyer about a shuttle, which would be great. It's just that the way back is hard to navigate because...
your traffic and all
and,
that.
And, I mean, it could be midnight before...
it could be 1 o'clock
in the morning. And, you know, where people... if now, they want to leave early.
Will people have their tents up after the game like they do normally?
Whole scheme around Memorial Stadium, this should be interesting. Like a Friday night football game is something else. So, of course, we're Flynn, Maryland, and you join us between 4 and 6 to get out of the gate. Pia's is at 1609 Springfield Avenue in Champaign, and it's going to be a blast.
If you need Illinois portable toilets, you need a portable restroom.
That's right.
That's kind of a Stever, kind of a, if you want to contact me, because if you or somebody you know doing a tailgating event, you have to be in the tailgating lot. You can't be in like Grange Grove or anything, but if you have to be in a tailgating lot, then you just you let me know, and I'll be sure to get you a portable restroom on me. I'll pay for it.
It's like you've upgraded your tailgate party a notch if you get one of those.
Yep. Okay, I got a big Stever for you. Give you security at home or business. Mm-hmm. Let me pay for that for you. I'll give you the details of that next after the news. ESPN 93.5. It's Monday. It's September 13. Coming up at 8:29. News from Fox, Jim Miller, local news, and meteorologist Greg Soliel coming up.
At Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign, they will enlighten all of your senses. You'll see the bright colors of the trees in vast scenery. You can smell the homemade apple fritters at the bakery. You will taste the amazing cider made only with the apples. You will feel the ripe apple when you go into the You Pick Orchard. You will hear the joy of laughing children from their activities. Just experience all Curtis Orchard has to offer. They are in Southwest Champaign on Duncan Road. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you, and I will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask Him for His blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist in Champaign and Urbana.
A bird watching tradition is back this fall. As you relax and unwind a Sunday morning and walk through Urbana Park District's Busey Woods between 7:30 and 9 a.m., meet at the Anita Purvis Nature Center and take a guided bird watching hike. A great opportunity for beginning bird watchers to learn the basic techniques of birding. All ages are welcome, under 15 with an adult. Visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
I'm Chris Foster. Another storm's headed toward the Gulf Coast with heavy rain in the forecast and flash flooding possible in Texas and Louisiana.
Tropical storm warnings are in place across the Texas Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Nicholas sits just offshore. Widespread rainfall totals of 8 to 16 inches are expected. Even as the storm weakens and tracks inland, rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches can be expected into Louisiana.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. The North Korean government announces a successful long-range missile test.
The weapons are seen by many experts as another breakthrough for North Korea's military, potentially the country's first cruise missile that might be able to carry a nuclear warhead. The news of the test comes as President Biden's special envoy for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrives in Tokyo for talks with Japan and South Korea.
Fox's Simon Owen. Former President Trump tells Fox News Digital it's getting to where he has no choice but to run again in 2024, calling President Biden incompetent. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign School District Friday discussed an incident that involved a school bus being struck by a bullet last Thursday. Superintendent Dr. Sheila Boozer said she was disheartened by recent violence in the community. There were children in the bus at the time. However, no one on the bus was hurt. Boozer said they're taking proactive steps to ensure safety. Illinois could soon join California, Washington, Hawaii, Virginia, and New Mexico in committing to 100% carbon-free electric grid by 2045, aligning the state with President Biden's clean energy agenda to reach net zero carbon emissions before 2050. Also includes leeway for coal-fired power plants to install carbon capture technology. University of Illinois ROTC program gathered Thursday at Memorial Stadium to climb stairs, honoring the sacrifice and service of first responders during the attacks on September 11, 2001. This time, the ROC inviting all students and staff to join them in climbing the 1,980 steps. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's take a look at that weather forecast for Champaign, Urbana, and East Central Illinois. Late summer warmth continues on. A bit of rain at times through the middle part of the week. Good-looking weather ahead for the weekend. Mostly sunny skies for this Monday afternoon. Temperature still on the very warm side of average. Up to 88 and a gusty southwest wind. Partly cloudy for tonight. Mild down to 68. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. It'll lead to a shower thunderstorm in a couple of spots for the afternoon. Up to 87. Gusty southwesterly winds will diminish and turn into the northwest later tomorrow night with a couple of more spells of showers and thunderstorms, a low down to 66, and a cooler Wednesday, somewhat cloud-filled, maybe a couple of showers around in the morning hours, a high near 79 on a light northeast wind. Shower chances are back in for Thursday morning, again on Friday, as warm weather continues on, 84 on Thursday, up to 85 on Friday, lots of sunshine for the weekend, high temperatures up near 87 on Saturday, close to 90 on Sunday. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soliel.
All right, thank you, Greg. Gregory, we appreciate you. What a great sound to have our meteorologist Greg Soliel inform us about weather, and he actually understands the science.
Yes.
Okay, 8:34, we have a Stever offer. This is from Barcom Security. Barcom Security, they have a lot of people that work for them that you know now. And they're in our community, and they're Illinois-based, local presence. They answer the phone. And the problem is sometimes, even with big security companies, when you call them, there's a recording. If you're calling them, you don't want a recording because chances are it's something you kind of need addressed now as opposed to listening. Barcom Security, may I help you? How about that? So, and a lot of people, you know, buy the things and they install them. That's fine. But I would suggest you get a monitoring service, and Barcom can do that for you for, I don't know, $35-$40 a month. But you want it to, or if something happens, police and fire know about it, right? I mean, that's the whole... I don't think big, loud alarms is as effective as the police being there in 5 minutes, so
right.
Or the fire in 3 minutes. Or
that's
whatever.
Right.
So what you can do is I'll pay for $500 toward a security system for you. It might be cameras. It might be just basic window latches and door things, all those things that'll trip it. And then you set it for home. You set it for away. You have a beautiful control panel. There are people that explain it beautifully. So you can get a... basic system starting at $299.
That's right. Protecting people, property, and peace of mind. And the residential alarms are awesome.
You can also take whatever, if you have any extra, toward paying for the monitoring for a few months. So it's $500. That's the Stever deal, the program where I fund it for you because I believe you'll like the business I'm working with. So it's my effort to partner a great business with a great listener. And then I help you by... giving you a stimulus, if you want to use a political term. I'm stimulating this whole deal. So I'll pay for the $500 for $299. It starts at $299. If you thought about it, didn't know what it is, then you could also inquire about it and change your mind. That's
right.
Okay. It's fine.
Maybe you're a small business and you need some kind of camera on that cash register and things like that, or to double check things, or commercial security. They have it all at Barcom Security.
Yeah, Barcom's going to work with a friend of mine who owns a business, and they had massive theft. And he's going to have cameras put everywhere, so he has a recording of them at least.
Yes, I have had that story come up in my people with small business owners are, you know, very trusting, and sometimes that's not so much.
Well, if you want this deal, all you have to do to inquire about this deal is text me Barcom, B-A-R-C-O-M, and then we'll link up and see if we can put you two together. Barcom Security, $500, that's the deal. Okay. And just text in Barcom 217-359-2255. Had a good half hour with Tom Plur last hour.
For sure.
Talked about vaccines, the vaccinated, the unvaccinated.
The antibodies, if you've had it. Yeah. Do you need to get vaccinated?
No, he said you're 1,000 times more effective if you've had it.
It's just that there's so much pressure. I mean, I think at some of the healthcare facilities, and, you know, if you're in education, you're needed to get that vaccination card and prove it.
The whole thing tells you everything you need to know. When members of Congress don't have this requirement.
Right.
I mean, that is as bright of a light. It's an LED 1,000 watter on this one.
The hypocrisy.
It is ridiculous. The hypocrisy of saying you do it. You as a business, you irresponsible. Congress doesn't have to.
Right.
What is that? Oh, I thought we were talking science here. So, I mean, is that not, it doesn't matter if you're a liberal or a conservative, you're going, that isn't consistent with what I thought we were trying to do. The southern border isn't consistent with what I thought we were trying to do. It doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell businesses with 100 employees and you can't go to the U of I without the test of daily. I mean, it's just unbelievable rigors and processes. And probably the worst part is you're demonizing the unvaccinated, which is totally wrong. You shouldn't do that. You mind your own business.
That's right.
You get vaccinated if you want. The people that don't want to get vaccinated, that's their call. The government enforcing you to get stuck in the arm isn't the right direction because they can do it for other things. It should not be this political. But boy, oh boy. I mean, we're told to wear masks that are all ineffective. We didn't even get into that.
You're right.
The cloth mask is stuff in our pocket and blow our nose on it and all that. It's just disgusting. Those things aren't, that's bad because we don't wash them. Admit it. You don't wash your mask. If you do, good for you.
In fact, one day that I was asked in a big box store to put my mask on, I wanted to tell the guy, you know, it smells so bad. Here, do you want to smell it? That's why I don't have it on, is it really needs
well,
wash.
Well, we can get you another one. All right? They have them all.
I know that.
I'd be happy to buy you one if you want one of those. Anyway, it's just the fact that, the President of the United States comes out and, to me, issued a threat. I mean, it felt like some mob guy.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
That's just creepy to me. The elected President of the United States saying our patience is running thin. What in the world does that mean? Is he coming to get me? I mean, am I supposed to be afraid? Stunning. Stunning. Dinesh D'Souza was in Arthur over the weekend. We had him on last week. He was there for Brad Halbrook, state representative.
Good comments about that. That's for sure.
I guess Dinesh talked for a while,
too.
So
at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, he was out there
and
talking.
And said he was going to rap, but then kept it going, and that's fine.
Yeah. Well, again, there's the accusations that Barack Obama is somehow involved in everything, and who knows? Would not be surprised at all if someday I'm reading a book about how Susan Rice was a huge factor in all this. Mm-hmm. She was the Obama spokesperson that came out on 6 television shows the morning after Benghazi and said it was because of a film.
That's right.
The President of the United States went to the UN 10 days later and blamed a film for agitating the people in Benghazi. And it was all untrue. And Hillary Clinton's email to her daughter, Chelsea, indicated they thought it was terrorism from the get-go. But they had a 2012 election with Mitt Romney coming up. All these very things, high-profile things. They had lost control of all this. So they talked about a movie. And what is lost in all this? The guy that made that movie, presumably under the auspices of free speech, was locked up for like 6 months. Is he ever let out? Did anybody let that filmmaker from that was supposed to cause Benghazi?
But that wasn't Dinesh, because that came up in my circle of friends.
No, Dinesh went to jail. He was in jail for 8 months because of he gave too much campaign contribution.
Oh.
But like $5,000 too much, and that's what happens when you write a not-so-positive movie about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. When you do the Clintons, you better watch your back.
Obama's America and Hillary's America.
Yeah. So he did spend time in there. And, it's unbelievable what we allow in this society. And you're putting that guy who's kind of a, I don't know, white collar. And he gave $5,000 too much to a campaign. And you're going to lock him up in jail? Don't you get probation for stuff like that? But yet I can go to Los Angeles, steal $1,000 and shoplift off of Walgreens and nobody touches me? It doesn't make any sense. And around Champaign-Urbana, I'm not sure how much we write up. If I go into Walgreens in Champaign-Urbana, is anybody going to do anything? I mean, we are at such a level, it's like, what are we doing? That's against the law. You can't do. You can't steal. Thou shalt not steal is also a commandment. You don't steal. Okay, 8:42. I always feel so much better at 9.
It's therapy.
It really is.
You realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Did you know that the largest security monitoring company in our area has been sold? You will if you try to give them a call.
All of our representatives are currently busy.
When it comes to your home security and peace of mind, the last thing anyone wants to hear is
the estimated hold time is 96 minutes.
Don't be left on hold. Trust the local and family-owned company who have been doing this for almost 50 years. Trust Barcom. Give them a call at 217-679-2387. They'll actually
Barcom Security.
Answer the phone. Barcom Security. Have a secure day.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial
Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
All right, quarter till 9, ESPN 93.5, sports.
St. Louis Cardinals win 2-0 over Cincinnati. Are we doing it right now?
Yeah, I think it's...
Whenever we win,
Then we're one game behind.
I know!
So it's like, really?
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday, the Cardinals got 2 runs in the first inning on a 2-out home run by Nolan Arenado.
Here's a high fly ball. That's hit to deep left field. Back to the wall and gone! A 2-out, 2-run homer from Nolan Arenado of Sonny Gray.
Those runs stood up, Ricky. A 2-0 win, and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3.
Hard to imagine winning a game with only 3 hits, but that's what happened with the Cardinals yesterday. And the only reason that happened is the pitching was outstanding. Jay Happ did a great job. He had a real bounce-back start against Cincinnati after being roughed up in Cincinnati. And, of course, the bullpen was terrific after that. Gallegos picked up the save.
A great job behind the plate by Andrew Kisner. He was 0 for 3 at the plate. He handled the pitching staff with perfection.
Well, the pitch a shutout, you have to catch a shutout too, and Kisner should get a lot of credit for it.
On to New York to play the Mets tonight.
Yeah, they're on the air at 5:15. Let's go. Cardinals are a game behind the Padres and the Cincinnati Reds for the second wild card spot.
Wow.
So here we go.
San Francisco over the Cubs 6-5. Phillies tomorrow, heard on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox in action against the Angels tomorrow after beating Boston yesterday 2-1. NFL action had the Rams over the Bears 34-14 yesterday. Andy Dalton with 206 yards. I'm not sure if it's just the Rams and this Matthew Stafford that's really good.
Well, it was the first time they got to play in the new stadium with
right.
So the energy
just
was
had
there.
That kind of yeah. energy. 321 yards, 3 touchdowns. One of the most prolific quarterback debuts in a new team NFL history, this article says, from ESPN.
I think the same for Las Vegas tonight. They have a brand new stadium, and
that's
COVID
right.
kept people out. So tonight's Monday night. I don't have energy. I think the Rams are definitely top 5 team in the NFL. I mean, they're that good.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really good. Okay, I'm going to wrap it there at 8:47. Anything else? Anything?
It's okay.
Cardinals again tonight, 5:15. Illini lost to Virginia.
Let's just skip
But
it.
We talked a lot about that. It's a process. I really like Brett Bielema. I really like him. I like his staff. It's a process. It's going to take time.
Maryland
if
Friday
you're a
night.
Class A CDL driver or know someone who is, Gale Frerichs Trucking is looking for you. Enjoy great pay, an optional 4-day work week, all weekends at home, and a $5,000 sign-on bonus with paid holidays, vacations, and benefits. Plus, owner-operators enjoy a big discount on fuel, meaning even more money in your pocket. To apply, call 765-793-7131 and explore the GFT advantage. Call 765-793-7131.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi. A delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign Urbana Bottling Company.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hello again, everyone, and happy Monday. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. For East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and vicinity. Plenty of summertime days ahead. Some rain for the middle part of the week. Gorgeous weather ahead for the weekend with almost July-like temperatures. But today, sunshine the rules. Still very warm for the time of year. Up around 88 with a gusty southwest wind. Mild tonight with a low down to 68 to 70 in a partly cloudy sky. Clouds build for the day tomorrow. And maybe a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out in spots for the afternoon. Gusty southwest wind. High tomorrow up around 88. Some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows about in the mid-60s. It'll be a cooler, somewhat cloud-filled Wednesday. Temperature to about 79. That's the more typical for the time of year. And a couple of showers around for the morning hours. A shower chance is pretty remote for Thursday and into Friday morning with partly sunny skies up to 84 on Thursday. A Friday high of 85. Here comes upper 80s to near 90-degree weather with sunshine Saturday and Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Dr. Jaya Wadawan, and I'm a pediatrician with OSF Healthcare. RSV is respiratory syncytial virus, and it's very common in pediatric patients, especially in the age group of less than 2 years old. In RSV, some symptoms to watch for is fever, cough, wheezing, any difficulty breathing, decrease in appetite. So with COVID and RSV, it's difficult to differentiate the symptoms and the presentation of each. The best thing to do is go to your provider and get a swab for both COVID and RSV. Older people can get it. It presents more of an upper respiratory infection. However, in the pediatric population, it presents more in the lower respiratory tract, which causes more of severe symptoms. Treatment includes supportive care for fever, so that includes Motrin and Tylenol. And if they need further respiratory support, that would include some oxygen support and nebulization. Visit the website osfhealthcare.org.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call?
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Now, Maryland again, what did you say, 8 o'clock Friday night? That's a night game Friday night?
Yes.
Mike Loxley, who actually called me, and I took him to driver's license to help him get his license.
Okay.
That's been at least 10 years ago.
Will he be in town for the Hall of Fame weekend?
He's a coach of Maryland. He's head coach of Maryland.
I did.
And Kai Loxley used to spend the night at our house. He did a lot of sleepovers. Kai just got let go by the Miami Dolphins. I remember we played football in the back, and Mike came over to pick up Kai, and I said, that kid's got some athletic prowess. He's like third grade. And he had, I think, pretty good college career, and he was a wide receiver switch. He was a quarterback, then went to wide receiver, and almost made the Dolphin team. Okay, so anyway, Mike Loxley in town. Always liked the Loxleys. He was the offensive coordinator for Ron Zook. When we went to the Rose Bowl, Mike Loxley was our offensive guy. So he's the head coach now at Maryland.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for defining. I know Lindy was saying easy, Stevie. Some say differently.
And about Brett Bielema?
Probably thinking.
I'm all in on Brett Bielema. I think it's the right guy at the right time. I just think by nature of the day he got the job, he called 80 coaches in Chicago. Thank you. Get that whole pipeline. It's going to take years to get that going, though. I think, again, we'll look like Virginia in about 3 years. About year four, Bielema, I think we're going to be really, really good at football. It's going to take time.
Right.
It's just going to, and I was hoping we could skip that part. But having gone through at least covering 10 of the coaches, 10 head coaches in the last 30 or 40 years, it just doesn't happen. It generally goes slow. Mike White's first year, although exciting, I think 3-7-1.
I see.
Second year, though, got better. Then we went to the Liberty Bowl. Then we went to Rose Bowl. I mean, it was pretty cool. Pretty fun. Had sellouts, all that.
So just to clarify, the filmmaker with the four Americans that died in Benghazi was Nakula Basili Nakula.
Nothing to do with Dinesh D'Souza.
That's right. No. It was a different film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that guy had all kinds of issues. They've locked him up before.
That's right.
I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the blame him for that was false, and they knew it. Okay, we're back tomorrow. Another show. Habib's going to jump on tomorrow
great.
Morning.
Every He'll time, get us motivated.
Man, we love Habib. And we'll
and
be talking.
He believes in America.
He loves America.
He's a patriot.
Came here, loves America, had a big thing in the News Gazette on their big Friday edition of Remembering 9/11.
Oh, and you were in there too.
Yep. And but Habib's piece was awesome. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
You're invited to an evening with Boz Skaggs. Live in concert. Out of the Blues Tour. Virginia Theater, Saturday, October 2nd, performing his biggest hits and new music. The album Out of the Blues is available everywhere now. Get tickets now at thevirginia.org, presented by the Champaign Park District.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, KELSEY, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign as the kids enjoy the playground and the petting zoo and the country store at Curtis Orchard featuring delicious apple cider, apple crisp donuts and pies. Get a bat to the world's best tasting honey or find some home decor items. Come visit Curtis Orchard. Open now Monday through Saturday 9 to 6 and on Sundays 11 to 6. 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign at CurtisOrchard.com.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 4 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You'll be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
The dog days of summer are here. Maybe you have laundry piling up before your family vacation, or your garage refrigerator has conked out from the extreme heat. Go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World for a brand new high-capacity laundry pair or a new fridge that fits that garage budget perfectly, all with a free 10-year protection plan covered by their in-house award-winning service team. Start your appliance shopping now at appliance-world.com.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champagne. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champagne, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champagne. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampagne.com, sarahchampagne.com, and look at 500 cars.
Hey, kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
At Carpet Weavers, we're flooring people. With great advice, with perfect installations, with an incredible selection of furniture, and with extended financing options. The more you buy, the more you save.
We're flooring people.
With unmatched service from a family-owned business. If you're ready to start a project, we're here for you.
Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery.
We're flooring people.
Carpet Weavers at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN.